The audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be rehosted, re-uploaded, reshared to any other platform without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy. Great. You're here. Get inside. Seriously, come on. We don't have a lot of time. I'll explain, but listen up. I'm not going to repeat myself, and I don't want him to catch us. Him who? My boyfriend, of course. Your friend? Look, I'm going to be a lot more direct than I normally am. I have needs. Needs that he isn't meeting. Specifically, I need him to come inside me. I need it all the fucking time. This normally wouldn't be an issue. If he were sick or we had to do long distance, I could wait. That isn't under his control. But this is nothing like that. Oh no? Do you know what my boyfriend decided? On his own? He wants to do No Nut November. He came home last week, and he told me he was going to do this stupid fucking thing, and I told him I hated the idea. I told him that I wasn't going to put up with it. I told him that I would not wait for him so he could get some stupid internet points. He just, laughed me off, and he's going to expect me to edge him or whatever if he wants it. I warned him. So here we are. More specifically, here you are. I could leave him, and part of me wants to, but I like him. And to be honest, that's not fucking enough. He deserves worse for denying his come to me. He deserves to have what used to belong to him taken by someone else. So, if he doesn't want to claim my pussy for 1 month out of the year, that's just fine. Instead, you get it. You heard me. Don't pretend you're not interested. Seriously, I wish I had more time to be seductive and just kind of work through all of this, but I'm not in the mood. I am frustrated and horny and angry. So I'm just going to say it. You want me. You've always wanted me. No, you haven't been weird about it. You've been a total gentleman, and I've appreciated how you've paid me attention while remaining respectful. I'm into you, too, but I never really thought I would act on it. I've never cheated before, and that's what this is. I'm cheating on that idiot. I wish I had more time to tell you how sexy I think you are when you're just doing regular things, or how horny it makes me when you treat me so kindly, or you devour me with your eyes, but I don't. So, I'm just going to bend over the kitchen counter, lift my skirt, and drop my panties. Look as much as you want. Even if you don't want to fuck me, I need you to see this. Do you see how horny I am? I was horny before this, but when I started thinking about getting back at that idiot and having you come inside me, I was just lost. I've been wet all fucking day. So, if you don't want my pussy, then you can leave. We'll never talk about it again. Otherwise, get over here, get your cock out, and fucking fill me. Oh. Oh, fuck. You're doing it. You're, oh, yeah. You're getting your cock out. Oh. Oh, wow. What? No. I'm not having second thoughts. I need you to fill me. Please. I really, really need your cock. And I need your cum. No. Don't be gentle. There's no time. Just force it inside me. I'm serious. I can take it. Trying to hurt me. That feels so fucking good. Just think, this pussy will be yours every fucking day for a month. No one else will touch me. This so badly, but I never expected it to be this good. That was way better than anything my boyfriend has ever given to me. And you came so much. Some is dribbling out of me. Your cum even tastes amazing. And to think, I never would have known about how wonderful your cum was if he hadn't done this stupid challenge. Okay, you have to go now. I want you to do it again, but he can't see you here. Nah, don't worry. I'll leave my panties on the floor. I'll pick them up before he gets home. Maybe. No, I said I didn't want him to catch us. I don't even give a fuck if he knows. Hell, I want him to suspect at least. I hope he sees the mark you left on my neck. I'm not showering before he gets home. I hope he smells you on me. I hope he knows that the pussy he said he wanted to own belongs to someone else right now. If he changes his mind, then I'll stop. If he leaves me, then fine, whatever, his fault. But if he sticks with this dumb idea, then I need your cock for the next month. And if he does it next year, then I'm all yours then too. In fact, if you keep fucking me this good, he might find that he doesn't have a girlfriend at all when he's finally ready to nut. The only commitment I want from you is that you fuck me and come in me once a day. At least once a day. More if you want it. Much more. So, same time tomorrow?